Stephanie Fitzgerald is no stranger to data. She's a high school biology teacher in the Memphis City Schools, and she's been at it a long time. But she says she got into the profession backwards.
It was not a career choice that I even considered while I was in college.
Fitzgerald got her college degree in biology. She worked a lot of odd jobs, and she surprised even herself when she signed up for a training program for teaching aides. But she says there's one thing teaching had going for it.
When I graduated from college, there were not a whole lot of women in medicine or law at that time. There are now. But if you were a well-educated person, education was one area that was open to females.
And while she was in training, she worked with a young boy.
And this little boy went from F to A in one grading period. And I thought,
Fitzgerald was one of a team of teachers that helped develop the new teaching effectiveness measure. The new measure is a pie chart, and all the things that go into a teacher's score are slices of the pie. The biggest slice is classroom observations, followed by student test scores. Fitzgerald even had input on the rubric that's used to evaluate teachers in the classroom. But when it came time for her principal to evaluate her, Fitzgerald says she wasn't happy with the result.
I don't think that what I did correlated with what she thought she saw.
Kindergarten teacher Margaret Box really liked the way her first observation went.
Oh, it went great. Yeah, it was very cordial.
Box also had input in developing the observation rubric. But even after a pleasant observation, she doesn't think the rubric has been perfected.
Principals, they've been given on-the-job training at the same time they were learning how to do it, they've been using it. So there's been a lot of misuse of the rubric, misunderstanding of the rubric.
Box says when they were developing the rubric, the goal was to make each measure as objective as possible. So as much as possible, they tried to take opinions out of it. For example, take something the principals are looking for in the rubric, like scaffolding.
Scaffolding is just say, I have an objective in kindergarten, and the child is struggling with it. So I have to go to that child individually and break it down.
The rubric asks whether you see scaffolding or not, but Bach says that's not always the way the rubric is being applied.
And a teacher might be told, well, I saw you scaffolding, but I need to see more. So to put a quantitative amount on that was not the purpose. The purpose was that you either saw this happening in the classroom or you didn't.
Box is uncomfortable with the idea of having the new evaluation factor into anyone's pay.
I would not want to see pay tied to a system that was still a work in progress.
Fitzgerald agrees. Fitzgerald says to her, the promise of the Gates work wasn't so much about evaluating or paying teachers, but identifying best practices.
What's different about teachers that can move children farther? How do they do it? That's one of the things that we're supposed to be looking for. I don't think we have enough data yet to tell.
And to that end, Fitzgerald says the Memphis City Schools will have some really worthwhile data at the end of this year.
Where it's going to be really interesting to try to see what's actually going on will be the case where a teacher has low observation scores and high test scores, or where they have high observation scores. They're doing really great things in the classroom, but they have low test scores.
Memphis City Schools plans to hire new teachers into the new pay system in the fall. Teachers already working in the schools can choose whether to stick with the old system or sign up for the new one. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.